Picture this. You're upside down at 4,000 feet, the horizon spinning past the canopy, and the instructor next to you is calmly talking you through a recovery you've never practiced before. Welcome to the new normal at one of the country's largest flight schools. I'm Tower, and this is ATS on Radio Hangar. Today's headlines have a thread running through them, and it starts with a game bird, an aerobatic course, and a question every working pilot should be asking. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Here's what you need to know. Thrust Flight, the Texas-based academy that pumps out a significant chunk of new commercial pilots every year, has added aerobatic training to its certified flight instructor course. The aircraft of choice is the Gamebird GB1, a carbon composite plus or minus 10G monster designed in Hungary and built for unlimited aerobatics. AVWeb covered it this week as part of their video of the week. And while a flight school adding a new course doesn't usually move the needle, this one matters. So let me explain why. For decades, the path to becoming a CFI has been built almost entirely around the Federal Aviation Administration practical test standards. You learn to teach stalls, you learn to teach steep turns, you learn slow flight, ground reference maneuvers, the standard menu, and then you go teach those same maneuvers to the next generation. What you typically don't learn is what an airplane actually does past the edges of that envelope. You don't learn what a fully developed spin feels like in the third rotation. You don't learn what your body does when the horizon disappears and your inner ear lies to you, and you definitely don't learn how to recover an airplane that's already inverted because a student froze on the controls. The headline doesn't tell the whole story. The bigger picture here is upset prevention and recovery training, or UPRT. The airlines have been requiring it for years on the 737, the A320, the regional jets. The Federal Aviation Administration has been quietly nudging the general aviation training world in the same direction, and loss of control in flight remains the number one killer in GA accidents year after year, according to the National Transportation Safety Board. So when a school like Thrust Flight bolts genuine aerobatic instruction onto the front end of a CFI's career, that's not a marketing exercise, that's a structural shift. Every instructor who comes out of that program is going to teach with a different reference point. They've been inverted, they've felt negative G, they've recovered from an unusual attitude that wasn't simulated under a foggle in a Cessna 172. This affects you if you're hiring a flight instructor in the next year or two. Ask where they trained. Ask if they've done aerobatic or upset training, because the difference between an instructor who has spent 10 hours in a game bird and one who has not is the difference between somebody who can describe a spin and somebody who has actually lived in one. Moving on. The Federal Aviation Administration this week issued updated guidance on temporary flight restrictions surrounding several spring sporting events. If you're flying anywhere near a Major League Stadium on game day, the standing 3-nautical-mile, 3,000-foot above ground level restriction is in effect from 1 hour before the event to 1 hour after. That hasn't changed. What has changed is enforcement posture. The agency is reminding pilots that incursions are being tracked and certificate action is on the table. Check NOTAMs. Every flight, every time. The Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association is reporting movement on the long-running discussion around medical reform. The third-class medical, under Basic Med, has been a quiet success story since 2017, and there's renewed conversation about expanding the weight and passenger limits. Nothing is final. Nothing has been signed. But if you've been waiting on a possible expansion to fly a slightly heavier airplane under Basic Med, this is worth tracking. AOPA has the details on their website. The Experimental Aircraft Association is gearing up for AirVenture, and registration numbers for arriving aircraft are already pacing ahead of last year. If you're planning to fly into Oshkosh in July, the NOTAM drops in late spring. Read it, reread it, then read it again on the ramp before you launch. Every year, the briefing room at Whitman has stories about pilots who skimmed it. And one more from the Safety Wire. The National Transportation Safety Board released a preliminary report on a fatal accident in the Pacific Northwest involving a high-performance single. The probable cause work is months away, but the preliminary noted icing conditions along the route and a pilot without recent instrument currency. We'll keep an eye on the final report. The lesson, even at this early stage, writes itself. That's the news for today. Sources this hour include AVWeb, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, the Experimental Aircraft Association, and the Federal Aviation Administration. You can find links and longer reads at radiohangar.com. Go fly something that scares you a little. That's how you stay sharp. I'm Tower, clear of the active.